Is it better to be feared or to be loved? I mean, when you're walking down the street, do you want people to just like feel the love and say, oh, I love that person? Or do you want them to kind of tiptoe around and say, oh, watch out, look who's coming? I mean, be honest. Please don't tell me that you don't care if you make people afraid or love you. Do you want to inspire fear in people? Or are you a bit more lovey-dovey? Well, that's a big question. And to answer it, we're going to go to Italy, to Florence, around about 1500. 1513 precisely, the date of the composition of Machiavelli's famous book, Il Principe, The Prince. Now, Machiavelli was a kind of low-end diplomat working in the court of the Medicis, and he composed this work, The Prince, for his hero, shall we say, Lorenzo of Medici. He probably wanted to curry some favor with the Medicis to earn some sort of political ascension. Not that that worked. Now, the work itself, The Prince, is so shocking. It's so full of absolutely immoral advice for leaders. Now, what does he say in this book, The Prince? Well, he says that a ruler should lie, should pretend, should set people against one another, should look after the image above all else. It's all about the image. It's about manipulating people and getting them to think that you represent the truth, when in fact you just represent your own interests and trying to stay in power. And this, of course, was particularly important for Lorenzo of Medici's at the time, because Italy was in a state of post-feudal chaos with city-states fighting against one another. So it's a book on how you can use mercenaries and the populace to stay in power. Now, unfortunately, some people get a little bit too carried away with The Prince and start to use it in the real world. In fact, some political leaders are described as Machiavellian, which is terrible. It means they're lying. It means they're just looking after their image. I mean, how cynical can you get? Machiavelli wrote other books, translations. He wrote about Livy, poetry. He wrote a book on republicanism. But the one we all talk about is The Prince. Here's a famous quote from Machiavelli's The Prince. He works off the fable from Aesop of the fox and the lion. He says, I quote, "So as a prince is forced to know how to act like a beast, he must learn from the fox and the lion. Because the lion is defenseless against traps, and a fox is defenseless against wolves. Therefore, one must be a fox in order to recognize traps, and a lion to frighten off wolves." So which is it going to be? Are you going to be loved or feared? Well, for Machiavelli, it's a bit of both. The leader should be loved, but if he had to choose between love and fear, he goes for fear. Pretty depressing thought from an ambivalent voice to answer a big question.